This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in 2 elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Angela Stroud was declared the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 73rd Assembly District on Tuesday. Stroud ran in a newly drawn Assembly District, which saw incumbent Republican Angie Sapik choose not to run for re-election because of the redistricting. Stroud defeated John Adams in the primary and will now face off in the general election against Republican Frank Koska, who ran unopposed on Tuesday. The 73rd Assembly District now covers parts of Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland counties. Kyle Kilborn was named as the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District on Tuesday. Kilborn will now go on to face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany. He ran his campaign with a focus on strengthening working families in the community, fighting for improved quality of life for rural residents in the district, and advocating for bipartisan policies that work for all residents wherever they fall on the political spectrum. Kilborn has served as a board member in various community organizations. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has rescheduled the planned 24-hour closure of the I-535 Blatnik Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, DOT officials had originally planned for the bridge to close on Thursday and Friday this week, but will instead close it from 6 a.m. on Monday, August 19th through 6 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th. Department of Transportation officials say the Blatnik Bridge closure is necessary for crews to complete final bypass connections that will provide direct access to I-35. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. The demolition of the former St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth has officially begun. According to a Fox 21 report, demolition crews arrived at the East 4th Street site on Monday to begin tearing down one of the campus skywalks connecting the medical center to the other health buildings in the area. City officials are reminding residents to avoid the area during the month of August as a number of roads will be closed for the demolition work. The closures will affect areas of East 4th Street, 5th Avenue East, and 4th Avenue East. Voters in the town of Summit ran into an issue with their ballots during Tuesday's primary election. The Douglas County Clerk's Office apparently discovered an error on all of the in-person and absentee ballots in the town that showed the race for Assembly District 73 rather than Assembly District 74. Officials say all the other races that were on the ballot were printed correctly. The town of Summit has about 700 registered voters. Election officials say they plan to examine the error to prevent something like that from happening again. Governor Tony Evers visited Ashland on Tuesday to highlight funding for road repairs across the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the road project in Ashland involves the replacement of a section of Prentice Avenue as well as the much larger reconstruction project on Highway 13 near Washburn. Governor Evers recently announced that more than $200 million had been made available through the bipartisan infrastructure law to help complete projects for 150 roads and bridges. The University of Wisconsin-Superior campus police are looking for volunteers to help with active shooter training. According to a Fox 21 report, the training will be held on Wednesday and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holden Fine and Applied Arts Center, and authorities are looking for 5 to 10 volunteers to help with the training by acting as the students in the simulated scenarios. Authorities are also informing residents not to be alarmed at the increased law enforcement presence on the campus during the training. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.